This episode of the Press Row Podcast is brought to you by Out of the Park Baseball 20. Yes, we have officially announced Out of the Park Baseball 20, and it's available March 22nd worldwide. If you pre-order it today, not only can you save 10%, not only can you get a free gold pack for Perfect Team, you can also get beta access to it as early as March 18th. Yes, Out of the Park Baseball 20, the 20th anniversary edition of the beloved top-rated two-time Metacritic PC Game of the Year franchise. Out of the Park Baseball 20 features all new integrated live services, a really cool new 3D in-game experience, modern baseball strategies, upgraded AI, Perfect Team 2.0, 2019 opening day rosters, and so much more. The live services, what does that mean? Well, that means that for the first time ever, you can start a new Major League Baseball game any day during the regular season and postseason with up-to-date rosters, standing stats, and player ratings, or you can just update player ratings in your current game based upon their current performances. You, of course, got the 2019 roster sets, the 2019 opening day rosters, the complete minor league system down to the rookie leagues and independent leagues. It's unbelievable. There's also cool new 3D animations because we hit the motion capture studio for the first time ever. So you've got like diving plays and shoestring catches, hitters celebrating walk-offs. Man, you got improved AI. You've got the whole new modern strategic options like openers and closers. We've updated trading and contract logic, general roster building, player evaluation, all sorts of cool stuff. And of course, Perfect Team Mode 2.0. Perfect Team has been a massive success with over 12,000 teams competing in the universe, over 5 million player cards pulled. It's just been a spectacular boost to the entire Out of the Park community everywhere around the world. Just been tremendous fun, and Perfect Team 2.0 is going to be even bigger and more fun. So much great stuff happening in Out of the Park Baseball 20. You can pre-order it today. You'll get access to it on March 18th. You'll save 10%. And you'll get an extra gold pack for Perfect Team Mode. March 22nd, 2019, Out of the Park Baseball 20. Go to ootpdevelopments.com. Pre-order it today. Enjoy the show. Gaming TV, how are you, sir?
Dude, I'm doing great. It's been an amazing couple of weeks. MLB The Show's coming out. Out of the Park Baseball is coming out soon. Like, it is baseball season after the Super Bowl. I'm a big fan of the NBA. I'm a big fan of the NHL. But there's something about, there's two times a year that really get me, and that's right around training camp or football when we have a lot of different things going on. And then, like, right around, like, October-ish, like, that little period where all the sports are starting and baseball's kind of tailing off. And then this time of year, where it's like spring training, the NBA's past their midpoint, past their trade deadline, and they're starting to get amped up into the playoffs where the games are starting to mean a little bit more. And the NHL's doing the same thing. They've got their trade deadline, their all-star game's over. It's really starting to amp up into the playoff time for the NBA and NHL. And baseball is my favorite sport, so it coming back and, you know, me not caring about anything because the Orioles are going to win 10 games this year. And it's really cool. It's a really cool time of year.
It's so good. And of course, as we speak on Thursday night, March 28th, I believe if I have the date right, Bryce Harper signed today with the Phillies. Boom. There it is. The domino has fallen and now everyone can get on with the rest of their lives, right?
Well, there's a bunch of other free agents like Dallas right. Keuchel is still out there, and like a bunch of different guys that are still out there for the like you said, the domino's going to fall. And we all know it started with Machado signing finally to San Diego. But yeah, Bryce Harper with the Phillies, when a lot of Philly fans were starting to get really worried, because at one point all of the teams that were after Bryce Harper that were interested were all West Coast teams, and he being a West Coast guy, like it didn't look like Philly was going to be able to get it done. And then, you know, 13 years, like record length deal is insane.
Yeah, I thought they were done with contracts like this because the general managers had done the contract analysis and they knew that you just, when you are paying players that, you know, when you are paying a player at or near the top salary in baseball, when they are 35, 36, 37 years old, you don't get the value on that. I thought that they were done. I have no problem with Bryce Harper getting 13 million or 13 years or 10 years or whatever, more power to him. I was surprised they went 13. You know, when someone's 37, 38, 39 years old, that's hard, no matter what kind of superhuman being you are. So that was surprising. But hey, look, I live in the Philadelphia area. I'm not a Phillies fan. I'm a Mets fan, but that's going to be fun. You know, that's going to really be fun having that whole thing going on. I'm just so surprised that he stayed in the division. He went 150, 200 miles up the road. Weird to me. Weird. I'm with you. I thought he would have gone West Coast or back to D.C. Going to Philadelphia, strange, but okay, here we go. It's going to be an interesting spring.
Well, and to be fair, that division, like the Mets aren't going to be terrible this year. The Mets are going to be, you know, competitive this year.
I hope.
The Nationals, even with losing Harper, that team has three major league ready, young outfielders ready to go.
Not to mention Max Scherzer, you know.
Right. Their pitching staff's like fantastic. And then the Braves, the Braves are probably, well, before the Harper signing, we're probably top of the division. So that entire division's going to be fun this year. And then you have Miami, of course, but we'll talk about them.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do? All right.
They have Derek Jeter.
So before we get into all things MLB The Show, which I'm very much looking forward to talking to you about, got a lot of questions, First, what are you playing? Like, what are you playing right now? What are you having fun doing?
I've been playing a lot of. I was doing a My League with the Spurs, but after the trade deadline, I decided to go into My GM, not the full story one, but the traditional one, with the Phoenix Suns. And I've been having a lot of fun with that. I really did miss. A lot of people don't like the pop ups as you sim through some of the games, like the having to deal with your trainer or your, and I really missed that part of it in my league. Cause I did a My League starting in like December for the Spurs with like the start the season today. And I missed having those interactions. I found that I really like that RPG element of being having to deal with emotions and the badge, the different player personality badges. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. I got back into MLB 18 a little bit for franchise mode and a little bit of Diamond Dynasty for that. As it stands, my big game that I'm playing a ton of right now is Anthem. I was a okay Destiny fan. I was never really fully on board with the combat in Destiny. But Anthem is like Destiny meets Iron Man, and that just hits me in the right place. The loot and scoot kind of grind, it feels okay. I know there's been some conversation about like the content being held back because they have an aggressive roadmap, which I'm okay with because I still haven't hit 30 yet. I'm not into that end game grind because it's obviously not the only game I play. But I've been having a ton of fun with it. The combat is so good. I'm really impressed, and I don't think it's talked about enough, to where the four javelins that you can use are really equally powered. To where like none of them feels overpowered in any way. And I think they did a really good job of balancing the game and a lot more fun. You know, just there's nothing like taking off, flying, you know, barrel rolling to the right. You really do feel like, and it's cliche, but you really do feel like Iron Man.
You know, I'm playing Crackdown 3. Have you tried that?
I have not, and I have Game Pass, and I've been meaning to download it for two reasons. Number one, I'm a huge Terry Crews fan, but also it just looks, again, I use this word a lot, especially recently, like in this part of my life, to where I like long form games, but I just like to put something in where I can just have fun with it for a while. And from everything that I've heard, you know, again, it has its flaws, but it's very much sit down and have fun for an hour or two at a time.
That's exactly what it is. It's big, dumb fun. And I'm having a lot of fun playing. I got it through Games Pass. And I wasn't like a huge, I know the original Crackdown, there's a bunch of people I know and like who love the original Crackdown. And it didn't, I played it. It didn't do anything. Like Crackdown, the original was not a big deal for me. And I don't think I even tried Crackdown 2. So it's not like I have this yearning or nostalgia for the original Crackdown. But, you know, I wasn't even going to download it, but I watched my buddy Pete Dodd, everybody knows, stream it. I was like, oh, I'm definitely not going to download that because it looks 10 years old. It looks like it was from 10 years ago and not like throwback cool style. It literally looks like something that would have come out 10 years ago. But it's not about the, you know, amazing visuals. It's just about you have this dude who can, I mean, you're just running and gunning into these crazy situations, and he can jump really high, and he can really just create havoc in a way that is big and silly and ridiculous and incredibly fun to play moment to moment. And it has that classic, okay, well, that was fun. And, oh, wait, what's that over there? Let me just run over there real quick. Oh, let me just grab that thing. And, oh, there's an orb. I got to go grab that orb. So let me do that. And, oh, there's a little prison thing right there. I could just bust those guys out real quick. So let me just go down there and blow all that stuff up. And every time you blow something up, you get a whole bunch of orbs that flow through you or flow to you. And then you just level up. And then when you level up, you can just do bigger and badder stuff. And you can jump halfway up a building. And then after you can jump halfway up a building, you do it some more. And then you can jump to the top of the building. And it's just this never-ending cycle of fun moments is what it is. It's just, I don't like these kinds of games, generally speaking. But I'm having a blast playing Crackdown 3. It's just fun. So everything you've heard is absolutely right. If you have Games Pass, you have to, you just please, man. And stream it, because everyone will be like, that looks terrible. That looks ridiculous. And then an hour later, they'll be like, that looks amazing. For very different reasons.
There's another game that kind of passed me by, or game series that sounds a lot like that, is the Just Cause series.
You know,
where
you're right. You're right.
Yeah, a lot of people said they loved that, not so much for the story, but they just loved being able to cause chaos in creative ways. And that was the time of my life where I wasn't into that type of game. And like I said, to this point now, I'm way more into those type of pick up and play games. So I very much may pick that up right after the best Metal Gear game since Solid, Metal Gear Rising, came to Game Pass as well. So I'm gonna download that and try that out too.
Good. Yeah. I'm not a Metal Gear guy, so that one slides off to the right for me. All right. So here's the deal. I'm gonna buy MLB The Show, right? I've played every single MLB The Show, many of them on multiple consoles, being the PS3 and the Vita. Or I think the original PS4 and the Vita, right? I played MLB The Show before as MLB The Show, and it was just MLB, right? I'm in. I'm going to buy it. I love the series. I love the franchise. But let's put that aside for a second. Let's just say I'm a random dude and you're Mills Gaming. Sell me on MLB 19 The Show.
MLB 19 The Show, from everything we have found out so far. Now, I will say this with one caveat. Is that everything that I talk to you about gameplay right now, everything that I mention is stuff that they have put out of saying, this is what we've done to the game. When it comes to gameplay, I am very much a wait. If you have questions about gameplay, wait for the first week and see how it plays out. Because gameplay is always a really nice in theory. Let's see how it executes. So,
okay.
With that being said, they've changed the game gameplay wise to where contact hitters matter more, where contact hitters didn't matter as much in 18. It was more of a power game. They have made it so that way it is not as much of a long form. You can still play long form, but it is much easier to pick up and play very short, bite-sized things. They introduced moments, which I think is something you're really going to love, because moments, which have some Diamond Dynasty rewards, but you don't have to have a Diamond Dynasty team to play them.
Very smart. Very right. Smart.
So like one of them is Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was introduced into the game in 18. So now they have, you can go through some of Babe Ruth's biggest moments in his career. And we've talked about this before. Dude. We've talked about this before, haven't we?
Dude, we talked about this, and somebody might even find it when this show first started. Now, I'm not going to say that this was my idea, but this was my idea. because I remember saying, and I guarantee you it was on the show. Where else would I say it? Maybe my old show, Box Score, but that, I guarantee you I said it on the show. One of the great things about baseball is its history and the individual characters in its history and the individual kinds of things that happen, like Joe DiMaggio's 56-game win streak and Don Larsen's World Series no-hitter and Jackie Robinson's breaking in and Willie Mays catching the ball in the Polo Grounds over his head and Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and, wow, I'm naming a lot of Yankees. My God, Stan Musial, I got to get off the Yankees. Like, so well. And obviously the definition of the execution is the key. But, yes, this is great. This is great. It's great, especially because there's so many reasons why this shouldn't happen, and yet it is. Now, I don't really know in depth what this is, but it sounds like it's going to be the thing for me.
Yeah, and that's the really cool thing is every time, this is not something that's going to be static either. Like, they're going to come out with a lot of moments to start the season, but this is something they can update throughout the season. Like, if they have more historic stuff that they want to do as they release more legends, they can put more moments in there. If big moments happen in the 2019 season, they can very easily create those moments again. And the cool thing is it's not just, here's a situation, start playing. There's presentation built around a lot of that.
Like, I saw Walter Johnson, Babe Ruth in black and white. Did I see that?
It was Bob Feller.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Bob Feller on the game where Babe pointed to the stands.
Throwing gas.
But it's not just in game. Like, they have the clips from the research that they did, or the some of the actual videos that you can find online explaining the moment to a lot of people. Let's be fair, Rich. They know the name Babe Ruth, but they don't know everything that happened around those moments. There's a 2016, obviously more people would know the 2016 Cubs World Series run, but there's moments that lead that entire post, not only the postseason run, but also the end of the season where they had, it was like 8 games in a row where they won like 6 or 7 of them in the last like 3 innings. They're recreating all of those and throwing you in, not even for the full game. They're throwing you in the 7th inning, they're throwing you in where they play a lot. The way you love to play franchise, yes. They're throwing you in for Anthony Rizzo as the player lock. All of those little things. And then they also integrate it into Diamond Dynasty. So you can get Diamond Dynasty rewards from it. Or if you're a franchise player, I made a note about this when I was kind of talking about the stream. This actually does help franchise players to an extent too, because a lot of franchise players want those sponsorships, or Road to the Show guys want the equipment. But once they get into the community market, a lot of those times those things are expensive. They can really rise in price, especially the equipment. Well, now if you finish these moments just because you want to and you get these rewards, all of the rewards this year are sellable. So you can literally put them on the community market, and if you want to get these sponsorships or you want to get some of this equipment, you don't have to worry about, going to the market and trying to purchase these things that you're not really earning stubs for, or, you're only earning stubs from franchise mode. Like, you can actually participate without, again, creating a Diamond Dynasty team or worrying about head-to-head. They said this year, especially because I think the one thing that people that don't play Diamond Dynasty realize is that there's a very large portion of people that play these card collecting modes that don't want to play head-to-head. So more and more companies, especially with Sony San Diego this year, are pointing that out. They're saying, hey, look, we're going to give you all of this offline content that you never have to play another player for. So I think that's really cool. They're really trying to appease the competitive players in head-to-head and then make sure everyone has a shot to do a lot of these things as well.
So today there was a Diamond Dynasty stream, right? Do I have that?
Yes.
Right?
So yes.
Give me your hot take. What that was, what are you excited about? And what'd they say? What'd you see?
Quality of life fixes are insane. One of the biggest gates to, again, card collecting modes is when you get in there, there's so much to do and there's no real like pathway to show you how to do it. So the way they built programs this year is that they have a mission tracker this year. One of the things we've been asking for years. So as you do programs, you have to accumulate stats with either certain players or certain players on certain teams, or just, you know, hit 5 home runs. They actually have a mission tracker that pops up in the game on the top right corner. That's every time you accumulate one of these stats for one of these missions. And it says, all right, let's say you need 5 home runs. You hit a home run, it'll say 1 of 5 and it'll check mark off for you. So the way you're always progressing in Diamond Dynasty and you always know that you're progressing. You can always get that satisfaction of saying, hey, look, okay, I know what I'm doing here. The lineup screens, there's multiple lineups this year. There are, every time you get a reward, you don't even have to go into the market. There are little like quick icons to say, okay, you can quick sell it now, or you can put it up for sale. This is the price that it is in the market right now, or you can just go straight to the market, or you can put it into your team. Like without going to your lineup screen, it'll show you who's currently in your position of that guy. It'll show your entire lineup. It'll show you all of the ratings that have anything to do with that. So like if you have a center fielder and trying to put him left field, it'll show the downgrade from center field to left field and who's currently there. They put so much work into not only opening themselves up for future content, but also making it easier to consume that content. And I think that is where a lot of companies may not understand that, yes, you can have all the content you want. If people don't understand how to get there or people get frustrated in that content, they're never going to see all of it. And Sony made it a point this year to really put that at the forefront of, hey, we're going to make it really easy for you to navigate around. And I'm hoping the franchise stream is coming up in I think next week, next Thursday. I'm really hoping they institute some of that into franchise mode as well.
How do you play Diamond Dynasty?
Well, Diamond Dynasty is the one sports game that I do play online head-to-head. Most other card collecting modes, I play all the offline stuff. I love the offline stuff in Diamond Dynasty, but I normally play ranked seasons. I normally play events because I love the idea of creating theme teams around specific goals. I stay away from Battle Royale, even though it's probably the most balanced mode. It's just not something I like drafting in Battle Royale, but I don't really like playing the mode. I like playing, cards that I've earned myself. So I'll do the grind through some of the solo stuff, and then I'll get on ranked seasons, play some head to head, you know, while I'm streaming it and stuff. It's that my MLB is the odd man out for me when it comes to Ultimate Team or card collecting modes, where I really enjoy the head to head for it. And I think a lot of that is, while you can cheese a little bit with like base running or things like that, I really believe that that's one of the games. Because baseball is such a set rules sport that it's really tough to not emulate it. It's very tough to like Madden. If you play Madden online, it's football concepts are based around it, but it's not NFL football. It's arcade football. And that's what it's built to be. If you play NBA 2K on my team, which I love my team this year, but it's not NBA basketball. Even if you play 5-on-5, it's a lot of 101, or it's a lot of who can hit the most cheese crossovers first. And it's incredibly tough to play defense in that. Whereas baseball has this beautiful aspect of pitcher batter interface, which is very hard to, you know, very hard to mess with. Like if you throw a high changeup this year, it's going to fly. Or if you throw like a high sinker this year, it's going to fly, like pitches that shouldn't work in real life. So it's kind of cool that with MLB that way, that it institutes more real life than I think the other sports games do.
So we've talked about a few things. What are you most excited about when it comes to MLB 19, the show? Is it something you've already mentioned, or is it something you haven't we haven't gotten to yet?
Oh man, the most exciting thing for me in MLB the Show is I really, really want to see what they do with franchise mode this year. We've been told some things about what they plan on doing, and I really want to see what's been instituted, what upgrades, and because last year, it's been a few years since franchise in most games have gotten a significant upgrade. And we've talked about this at length, with the exception of NBA 2K. It is last year they got a UI upgrade, and they added phases to make it easier to get through franchise mode. And I think, again, a lot of games are doing this. They're trying to make the mode more accessible so they can bring more users back into the mode. I really hope they continue with that, but I'd love to see some hardcore upgrades too. They've already announced contract extensions are going to be in, so that is a small thing, but also something that's very important to the franchise gamer. So I'm really excited for that. And the other one that I'm really excited for, so to put it out there, I am a Sony partner, so I had the opportunity. They scanned me into the game.
You say that so. All right.
Well, it's full
disclosure. Yes, I'm a Sony partner. Yes, they put me in the game. You should be like, dude, I'm in the game. You should be happy about that, man. Come on.
I am very excited for it. It was very cool to see it. And this is gonna sound crazy. It's extremely humbling to see something. I mean, Rich, I'm in my late 30s. It is extremely humbling to see something that I never thought would happen. From putting as much work as, and I will pat myself on the back here. I try not to as much as I can, but for once I will. I put a ton of work into sports gaming, and it's really cool to see that flourish.
You should be very happy. It's amazing. That's amazing.
So Road of the Show this year, I'm very interested in Road of the Show this year, not only for the fact that I'm going to be able to play myself, but but also they made some serious upgrades. And what used to be a 3-year plan where this was supposed to be the third year, they have made Road of the Show an almost complete RPG.
All right. So hold on. I'm going to get right to that. That was literally, excuse me, my next question. But before we get there, I got to ask you this. You know, you said, you know, you're in your late 30s. Don't you feel old when you look at yourself in that game? You're like, come on, why aren't I 24? I should be 24. How did this happen?
I might be in my late 30s, Rich, but I look marvelous. And I will tell you this right now, video games easily take 10 years off, because that beard looks really good in the video games. So like, it looks like a younger man's beard and it doesn't have the gray in it. So I'm very happy about where that came from too.
That's fantastic. Love it. All right. So yes, my next question was, whither Road to the Show? What is the deal? I mean, Road to the Show is a very popular mode. I don't know if it's the number one most played mode or the number two. But I have seen in years past, and I assume it's still accurate, although I could be wrong, that it remains one of the more highly played, you know, parts of MLB The Show. So I cut you off before you got to it. So pick it right back up where you were with your thoughts on Road to the Show this year.
So Road to the Show, I will start off with saying they said it was going to be a 3-year plan, and this was going to be the third year of a significant change in Road to the Show and how it worked. The second year was brought with mixed results. A lot of people were a little apprehensive when they saw that, like, when the way training points and all ran, and it was very a little arcadish in how that worked. But now they've taken another step, and this is no longer the third year. This is a new direction for them. You were going to create your player. And there are multiple, again, our role-playing game are elements, because let's be fair, sports games are role-playing games with footballs or baseballs. There are now perks that you can earn by one of four personality traits, either Maverick, Lightning Bolt, Captain, or Heart and Soul. And those are leveled or brought in by your interactions with not only your teammates, but other players, your coach. So if you are more of a, you know, stand up and lead the team, you'll be more of the captain role. If you are more of a kind of loose cannon, you'll be more of the lightning bolt or the lightning bolt kind of idea. I really love that, because some of the perks also match up at the end. So like Heart and Soul and Captain, you get like another perk if you level both of them so far. So it adds that thing that I always talk about, is give me a connection to something. it makes you feel like your guy has personality, and it gives you relationships. So there are they used the term friend as the first level of relationship with your teammates, and then they used bro, which is funny. Again, I like it because it makes me smile thinking about it. So if you're bros with a certain amount of your teammates, then your heart and soul perks might activate a bonus in them. Or if you have so many rivalries with the team you're playing against, maybe your Maverick perks get a little extra boost for your gameplay. And it's just really cool to see that your conversations with not only your coach, but your teammates and all of your interactions mean something to you now, instead of just being, well, they might mean I have to change position, or they might mean I get traded, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. A lot of the conversation pieces felt empty before, and now everything leads to something else. And then again, Sony's kind of made this in their entire game. You're going to see this in everything in MLB The Show, is that no matter what you're doing, it always builds into something else. That's very difficult to do, I think, in this day and age, to make everything mean something. And they've done a really, really good job from everything we've been told so far of doing that.
Cool. And concern isn't the right word, right? Although maybe it is. What's your biggest
concern? No, concern's the right word.
Yeah,
concern's the right
word. What's your biggest concern going into this season?
My biggest concern going into the season is not with content. It is not with the changes to the road of the show. It is not with any changes to modes. My biggest concern is that they're changing the way the gameplay works. They're changing the meta, and they're changing their focus to always attacking to make sure that if you create a Road of the Show power guy, they want you to be able to, they want all the different Road of the Show characters to be able to be viable. In Diamond Dynasty, they want a power team to be viable, but they want a small ball team to be viable. They want control pitchers to be viable over just throwing 99 miles an hour out there. Their focus now is constantly making sure that every part of baseball is represented, from defense to offense to pitching to coaching. And I worry that many gameplay updates, something goes wrong. And this harkens back to everything they've said from gameplay wise sounds amazing. It sounds like everything that I've wanted from a baseball game. And I worry that something doesn't work, and that they spend what happened to Madden this year. Madden had a bunch of gameplay changes, and they spent the first 4 months of their game patching, attacking problems, attacking bugs. I don't want Sony to get into where they release on March 26th, and then they have to spend the next 4 months attacking gameplay bugs or attacking gameplay problems and stuff like that. And obviously no game wants that, but that's my biggest fear, is that there's so many changes in the gameplay that they're going to have to worry more about attacking that than putting their focus in making the game overall better.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, with such a deep layer to what it takes to execute what you see on the field, I totally understand where you're coming from. All right. I'm going to get selfish. I'm going to make this about me for the next few minutes. What should I do? And the reason I ask that question is because I'm old and I can't play MLB The Show nearly as well as I used to, especially when it comes to hitting. I just can't. I'm okay at pitching, but I can't hit. Haven't been able to hit for years. Had a couple of years ago where I could do it. And I know that if I really wanted to, I mean, I'm sort of hyperbole and sort of a little not. If I really wanted to get good, I probably could, if I wanted to spend the time that it would take to get good at hitting, the mechanics of hitting. But I don't have the time, and even if I did, I probably wouldn't want to, because I don't feel like I have to. I should do that. And it's not even a complaint. I'm okay with the fact that I can't hit in MLB The Show, right? It's a skill. If you want to be good at hitting in MLB The Show, it's a skill. So What should I do? Should I do a Road to the Show pitcher and just go that route? Or is there something else I might be able to do? Or should I not be self-defeating and telling myself I can't hit and get back out there, get at the plate, and take some cuts?
Here's what I will tell you. And you're not alone, because I feel like MLB The Show has the largest top-end to bottom-end skill gap when it comes to hitting. I feel like the guys that are really good at the game are really good at hitting, and then I feel like the bottom end of people that like don't play it a ton, and this is not you. You obviously are way higher than that.
I don't. Like last year I didn't play, like the year before and like 2, 3, 4 years ago I played a ton. But last year I didn't. And again, it wasn't any problem with the game. It's just, you know how it goes. Some years you play more, some years you say less. Last year was a little bit less.
So what I will say to this is, if you're going to play Road to the Show and if you're going to play offline and you want to get better, suck it up and put it on dynamic difficulty. Because the way dynamic difficulty, they have tweaked it some, the way it works now, I think is going to be better for people, because it starts you off on rookie to where you're getting used to
You already know what I'm going to say here, right?
I do. I know what I do.
Yeah. I'm going to say, on dynamic difficulty, every time I get a hit, I feel bad, because now I know my difficulty is going to get raised, and then I'm going to come up with a situation where I'm going to get hit. I'm like, no, now I moved up to veteran, and I'm not going to get any hits for the next 15 at-bats until I get dropped down to this other, and yay, now I can hit for a couple games, but then I have success. That's what I'm going to say, because I've said it
before. But you can also get to a point, the reason I say use dynamic difficulty, because you'll start on rookie when you're a lower, if you're in the Road to the Show, you're a lower-rated player. Once you get to a point where you feel like you've plateaued, you can actually take dynamic difficulty. There's a slider that allows it to go up and down, and I'm not advocating slider changes, but there's one specifically just for dynamic difficulty change, like how fast it changes. If you drop that slider all the way down, dynamic difficulty stops moving, or you can drop it all the way down to 1 and it'll move very slowly. So So what I would say is leave it on default until you get to that point where you feel like you're bouncing back and forth a little bit, and then drop that slider down 1. And then what will end up happening is let's say your level is all-star. My level for me normally is like, and again, I play the game a ton, but I'll end up on Hall of Fame plus. So there's Hall of Fame in dynamic. There's Hall of Fame plus, legend plus. I'll hit Hall of Fame plus and I'll do really well. Then I'll tap legend and I'll do the same thing like you said. I'll go 10 games and be terrible until it drops me back down. So normally when I get to Hall of Fame plus, because I like that level specifically in diamond or dynamic difficulty, I will knock it all the way back to 1. So it'll still move and I'll get more time on the level that I'm at to learn it even more.
I like it.
And then what's really going to be cool about this is that the more you learn on that level, the better you'll get. And eventually you will graduate to the next step up. That's what and I think a lot of people miss that slider because it's not told anywhere. Like it's hidden in the slider menu. I think that is the best way to play Road to the Show. I think it's the best way for anyone to play Road to the Show, because you start off, it's such a low rated character that you're supposed to be a star. You're supposed to be really good. So why not start on like a lower difficulty? Like, I wish you could tell it you want to start on a specific difficulty, but if you put the change slider all the way up when you start, you can move real quick through it. So
I guarantee you, I will be tweeting you, you know, the day that I get it and saying, tell me where in the menu to find this thing, because I'm going to do that. That's a great idea, because I don't need to be great at hitting, but I would like to not be terrible. That's what it comes down to. You know, like I know that in a best case scenario, 7 out of every 10 at bats, I'm going to make an out. I'm okay with that. I just don't want it to be, you know, 39 out of 40 at bats.
No, and again, that slider is very key to that. And again, I wish they would make more of a focus of saying, hey, this is here, because I think that upgrades the quality of Road to the Show, specifically Road to the Show. I think it upgrades the quality of Road to the Show immensely, being able to move that slider around to customize to you.
So what did we not talk about before I let you get out of here and get on with your life? Anything that we missed that we should mention when it comes to the upcoming MLB The Show?
The new legends. I mean, they're just dumping legends into the game at this point. They announced Rogers Hornsby today. You said Walter Johnson's in, Willie Mays is in. Like there's just so many.
That's the best. Again, I'm a baseball history guy. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like the way they announced Willie Mays is they showed him making the catch.
The catch at the Polo Grounds.
The game where he turns around, throws the hat flies off.
Yep.
Over
the shoulder, running full speed.
They recreated it perfectly, and it's just like
against the Cleveland Indians, I believe.
And it does. It just kicks that little part inside of you that flutters, that little butterfly inside of you. Like, this is, I can't believe we're watching not only this in a video game, but that there are so many people in the generation below us, or the two generations below us at this point, that are going to play this video game and be able to learn about guys like Rogers Hornsby and Willie Mays. And just that puts a smile on my face, because, like you said, you're a baseball historian. Baseball, above any other sport, is about the history.
Not it. And right. Yes. And it's not, the other sports aren't even close. And it's not a knock on the other sports. It's just,
no, it's not at all.
Game. It's just a different game.
Right. In the history, the stories of baseball are what make it great. It's also what's holding it back a little bit, and why the average age of the MLB fan is 54 and a half at this point. But it's also what makes baseball fantastic for all of us, is to be able to tell our own stories from our own generation and see how they mix up. And I think MLB The Show gets that. And I think they like to tell stories with their content, which I think is the right move.
Mills Gaming, where can people follow you doing all the things that you do on the internet, sir?
Twitch.tv/Mills. We'll be streaming all of your favorite sports games and Anthem and everything else at this point, because I just put on, at this point, I just play games and have fun. And if you come in, I promise I will be smiling most, like 99% of the time, because that's just how I play video games these days. It's so much nicer. And then you always find me in the Press Row podcast every time I wrench Rich's arm to let me back on. Don't let him ban me again, folks. Tweet at him.
Hardly. All right. Thanks, man. So I introduced you at the start as Mills Gaming TV. Right here near the end when I threw it to you, I called you Mills Gaming. And then, of course, the real answer is Mills. Like, I'm just, you have too many name changes, man. You go through this whole series. And you know, again, I'm old. It's hard for me to keep up with you crazy kids today.
Well, that's why I switched it to Mills finally, because even though my Twitter can't get Mills, like twitch.tv/Mills is just so easy. It's like that's where most of the people find me, either there or my Twitter. So like that was way too easy of a name change that I had to do it. And let's be fair, Mills sounds so much better than Mills Gaming TV, I think.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, you know, we had Millennium, we had OS Millennium, we had Mills Gaming TV, we had Mills Gaming, we got Mills. So I like where we've arrived. It's good. It's a good place. And maybe next time I'll get it right from the beginning instead of only at the end.
Nah, we just keep evolving, Rich. But next time, I'm going to be like Pasta Mills Ray or something. It's not copyrighted yet. So we're going for it, boys.
Excellent. Thank you for coming on, my friend. I look forward to talking to you again after the show comes out, and we can compare notes. What do you say?
Absolutely. Anytime you want me on, you know I'm going to be here.
Love it. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And enjoy spring training. Baseball is back.